1 week after Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, the island remains without power, and that's left many of its more than 3 million residents unable to communicate with loved ones. That includes one New Jersey mother who's grown increasingly desperate as each day passes with no word from her son. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo has more.
Glassboro resident Jackie Gormley was on the phone with her son Marty Martinez last week when Maria's winds began buffeting Puerto Rico. The cell tower toppled and the line went dead. Gormley hasn't heard from her 25-year-old son since.
I have a lot of faith, but I think the fear is taking over now because it's been 8 days.
Maria was the strongest hurricane to hit the U.S. territory in 80 years. At least 16 people died, and the damage is catastrophic. The storm made landfall just south of Ceiba, where Martinez had been staying with a relative. Gormley tries not to think about whether her son could be injured or trapped in debris or even struggling to breathe. Martinez has asthma and uses a nebulizer, which needs electricity to work. Instead, she finds some comfort in imagining their reunion.
Well, we're big huggers, Marty and I. There would be tears of joy, a lot of thanking God. Of course, first and foremost, and definitely hugging him and telling him he can't go on vacation or anywhere without me ever again. That's true. I've always told him he has to last me a lifetime because he was the best thing I've ever made.
Until then, she'll continue searching for her son in every way she can imagine. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.